Psalm 23, everybody probably knows it by heart.
Yeah.
23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Right.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Here it is. Yea. He wants everybody to get attention here. Yea. He's talking to himself. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. You can see the low place in verse 4 of Psalm 23, the valley. We all will face it, and we will go through these low places that we call valleys. In Habakkuk, there is a mountaintop, and I want us to look close to that, at that. Habakkuk 3:17 through 19.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fall, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Yes.
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Read 19.
The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instrument.
Yes, Lord, yes. So you see one extreme to the other. To the contrast, you see a low, dark valley, and now you see a high place, a mountaintop. And what Habakkuk was saying, everything that looked dark to him, it looked bleak to him. The whole nation was in ruin. They were backslid away from God. And as a result of that, there was famine and there was trouble upon the land. But Habakkuk didn't look at the trouble. Help us, Lord, not to look at the bad. Not to look at and gaze and settle our eyes on what is bad and negative. But what Habakkuk was saying, yet, although all of this others are happening, he said, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. Here we go. The Lord God is my what? Strength. And he will make my feet like hinds' feet and make me to walk upon mine high places. Praise God.
Amen.
I mean, he's glad for the times that God lifts you up.
Amen.
In the spirit, you feel good.
Yes.
You're lifted up. You're encouraged on the inside. You've got a vision. The desire is there.
Right.
And you don't feel down and depressed.
Right. Right.
That's what a mountaintop will do for you. When you're up in the presence of the Lord, it seems like it just renews your faith.
Yes.
Oh, God, it ain't so hard to praise him. Hallelujah. I've often said, if we'll brag on what God has already done for us, and really praise him and testify about it, he'll do more.
That's right.
I believe it. He'll do more. The mountain and the valley experiences of people in the Bible were real, literal places. But for us today, they are spiritual. From the highs to the lows, we all will experience them.
Right.
So can I ask everybody in the house today, where is that spiritual high place of elevation for you? It's spending time in the secret place of prayer,
yeah.
Like Maria said. It's seeking the face of the Lord. Listen now. It's spending quality time in God's holy word, reading your Bible. and meditating on God's oracles and His promises and getting them in our minds and getting them in our hearts. That is the lifting up.
That's right.
That is the high place. That's where courage comes in.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can read it, meditate in it, and it does something for you. Praise God.
Yes.
We learned last week there is a reason that the shepherd leads his sheep off of the mountain and down into the valley.
Amen.
Before we go there, I want to recap for just a moment. We love those mountaintop experiences when it seems everything in life is great and not a worry one. Has anybody ever been there?
Right. Amen.
You feel so good in the Lord?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Not a worry one. Everything is going fine with me. When you're up on the mountain, it means that we feel good in our soul. I've been in the presence of the Lord, and I'm so elevated in my spirit.
Amen.
I've got joy. I've got the sweet Holy Ghost. My spiritual vision is clear because I've been lifted up in God. It's up on top of the mountain that we feel the Lord's presence. Our faith is renewed. The desire is restored, and we feel so close to heaven. I venture to say, if people really, really, really read their Bibles and pray more and seek God's face,
Yep. You
wouldn't be so depressed.
Right, amen.
You wouldn't be so easy to fall apart and be down on anything and everything. People's attitudes would change, man, if we just hit that high place.
Amen.
Just to talk to Him. We'll be able to have Him talk back to us. How many knows He's got a voice?
Yeah.
He can speak to you. Praise be to the Lord. There ain't nothing in this world like feeling the touch of God and just feel like, how many's ever been there reading the Bible or some song is being played and everything, and all of a sudden, I've had times, Mary says, you want me to drive? Tears are flowing, Brother Ronnie. Honest, flowing down the side of my face. She said, can you see the road? You want me? You pull off and I'll drive. They ain't no feeling like it. Praise be to the Lord. You can be going like that and just a certain song and it does something on the inside. That's the mountain. That's the presence of the lifting up. That's the elevation of His spirit. How many knows when that happens, there's a faith that comes and there's a hope that comes. I can handle life now. Praise be to the Lord. I can make it now. Can you raise your hand and say, thank God, in those times I feel like, Lord, You're with me and I can make it. Hallelujah to the Lord. No feeling like it to have the Lord with us.
Yeah, for the Mary, sometimes I felt so good, Lord, I had to go look in the mirror and see if I changed my look. How good I felt.
Yes.
But I felt different.
Amen.
And I thought my account, you know, I looked different, but I ain't gonna look deep.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, in these times like this, the Lord can renew you physically.
Oh, yeah.
He can.
Yeah.
You know a person's mind can bring them down and bring them down physically?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Worries, fears, afflictions, trials, bad things and everything, and you dwell on it, it just pulls you down in here.
Right.
And they say a lot of people's bodies would be healed if they could get healed right here.
Amen.
Right.
Holy, 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 holy.
Yeah.
It's our mind. It's our attitude. It's what we're focused on. Lord, let me be focused on You.
Yeah.
Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good and every perfect gift. Can you say everything that I got, Brother Tommy, in my life is because of the Lord?
Yes.
Everything, Lord, my life, my strength, my health, my home, my finances, everything is because of Him.
Yes.
Praise God. Let's look at Moses. I want to interject this in here, and I did this yesterday. Can anybody tell me what is it that stands out to you when you think about the man Moses? there's a lot.
Yes.
Praise be to the Lord. Listen to this. Remember, it was while that Moses was tending a flock of sheep that God appeared to him and called him to be a shepherd over his people and lead him out of Egypt toward the promised land.
Yeah.
Moses got his calling at a burning bush that was supernaturally on fire, but yet not consumed. I want to say this. God has his way of calling a man or woman, boy or girl.
Yeah.
God has to get our attention.
Right.
He has to get your attention to take you higher.
He knows that.
He wants you higher inside of here to be connected to him. Oh, God. God has his way of calling. Before God can lead you and use you in a greater measure to help others, he must get your attention. He has to get you to a place, here we go, devotion and commitment.
Right.
I've got to work for you. It's what God is saying to a lot of people. Will you follow me? Will you do it? Look at the psalmist David. Where did he get his call? It was while tending sheep, just like Moses. Psalmist David learned how to lead them, to shepherd them, and care for them before God could anoint him to be king over his people to guide them. You can't say that David did not love those sheep. Praise God. Yes, he did. It was his father's sheep that he kept. So, God has to qualify a person to a place of service before he can use them.
Right.
And that takes both the mountain and the valley experiences.
Right.
You have to experience the high places and the low places before you can identify with others, have compassion on them, and be able to help them.
Yep.
That's right.
If I never had problems, if I never went through a valley, if I never went through low places, if I never had any battles, how would I know how to help somebody else
right.
and encourage them and say, hey, God loves you and God can help you and God can lift you. I've been there. I've been down the very same road. Ain't you glad that Jesus is a great and faithful high priest that is touched with the feeling of our infirmities? There'll never be a road that you'll walk. Never.
Yeah.
There'll never be high waters that you'll never wade through. There'll never be a trial come your way. Never a temptation. What has not come to Jesus himself? That's what makes him faithful. That's what moves him with compassion. That's what stirs his mercy and grace. He looks at the Father. There's the prints of the nails in my hands. I know what they're going through. I have suffered. Praise God.
Amen.
He's able to succor them also that are tempted.
Right.
So we need that mountain and we need the valley. We need the blessings and we need the trial.
Amen.
Brother Pittman preached one time at Flatwoods, Sister Maria, and I never will forget it. He said, if God answered everybody's wish and prayers, he said, this world would be in a mess. He said, all the golfers and all of the ball players and stuff, and all of the world, they're praying. They're a hoping, you know, for sunshine.
Yeah.
Then you got others that's got gardens and they need to put up some food for the winter, you know. They need the rain. So you got two groups of people saying, Lord, we need the sunshine. Another group of people all over the world, Lord, we need the rain. But ain't you glad God balances it out just the way it's needed?
Amen.
Right.
If it was all sunshine, the earth would bake. It would turn into a drought. Come on. If it's all sunshine, everything would dry up. If it was all rain, everything would be soggy, soaked, and would be mildewed and rot.
Right.
Can you raise your hand and say, he knows what's best? I thank him for those high places.
Yes.
I thank him for the sunshine. Woo, we need to praise him for the rain too. Praise God. Here we go. You ready? Can anyone tell me, and I looked this up, it's true. How many trips did Moses make climbing up to the top of Mount Sinai? 7 trips he made to the top of the mountain to be in God's presence.
Yep.
You ready to hear this? Lord. 7 trips up to the top of Mount Sinai to get to know God and receive revelations from him before he could successfully lead and shepherd 2 million people. God has to prepare us.
Right.
We have to have those revelations.
Right.
We have to have those lifting up times. If I could just come down from the mountain and have something that people need and be in God's presence, that means everything. Holy Lord. The greatest ministry, listen, the greatest ministry and calling you will ever have and receive from the Lord will always be about not self. It's always about others. Always. God made you and brought you to where you are to be a blessing. I feel him. I felt him go all over me. God has showed you things. You're sitting right here in this house and you've had experiences. You've had your low times. You've had your high times. You've had your blessings. Highly. You've had times that God's moved for you.
Right.
You've had times that God's delivered you.
Yes.
You've had those times that God's touched you.
Yes.
Brought you out of things. Right. Lifted you up. Set you back up. Thank you, Lord. And he did it all for a reason. I'm glad that I ain't in this boat by myself. I'm so glad that I've got something that I'd like to share with others and say, Lord, can I testify for you? Can I be a light for you? Can I be a witness for you, Jesus?
Yes.
I'll raise your little hand and say, Lord, whatever you do for me, I want to share it. Shine it and show it, Brother Ben. Oh, God, I tell you what, there have been times I've witnessed to people on the street, on my job, in the hospitals, go in the rooms and pray with somebody. It wasn't the amount of what I said or how I said it. It was because something was moved with compassion inside of me. And I laid hands on them and prayed for people. You don't have any idea. When I walked out of the room, I felt like I was a walking 10 foot tall because I gave out what God gave to me. Raise your hand and praise him. It don't mean anything unless you can share it. And the more you can tell it, and the more you can share it, and the more that you can praise him, there is a lifting up.
Yes. Yes.
Shoot. Praise the Lord.
God was a saying, Moses, I've got to work, buddy. You've got to personally know me. Moses, you've got to be obedient.
Yes.
Before I can ever use you and send you down in the lowlands of Egypt to help my people.
Yes.
And to bring them out. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Holy Lord, holy Lord. God is wanting to prepare some people right now for greater things. But he's got to get your attention.
Yep.
Amen.
He's got to get your commitment.
Yay.
He's got to get that part of your heart saying, Lord, I want it.
That's right.
I really want it. Take me higher. Reveal more to me. I want it, Lord. There has to be a desire. Listen, down deep and a hunger down in here to be taken higher and to be showed more. Raise your hand and love him. Holy, 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 holy. It's in here. It's in here. And I want to be a vessel. I want to be his hands. I want to be his feet. I want to be his mouthpiece. God. Use me, Lord.
Yes.
He's got to get you. Your attention. You know, God can create a desire in you if you'll let him.
Amen.
If you let him.
Right.
He can put a desire in there to pray more.
Yes.
And to read your Bible more.
Right.
That's what's lacking. And I know God's been dealing all year long. If we could just get a people that has a desire to really pray and read God's Word more.
Right.
Whew, my gracious sakes. How many still with me here today?
Yes.
Many could say, Brother Tommy, I'll be honest, I'm not happy where I am. Every one of us can do a search on the inside of us. Is there something missing? Has God dealt with some of us, me included, to draw closer to God? Oh, God. I'm not happy where I am, preacher. Because I know there's more and there's higher heights.
Right.
People might not tell you, but down deep inside they're saying there's just something missing in my life. I'm miserable if I stay where I am spiritually. There's got to be a change. I've got to have more. I've got to get where God wants me. I've got to get what he has for me. I can't stay where I'm at and be happy. I can't remain in this low place forever. I want more of God. Holy, 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 holy. Take me higher. John. Draw me closer. I feel him here today. I'm hungry. I'm so thirsty. Feel me, Jesus. Feel my soul. Feel my heart. Flow into me. Lift me, oh God. Let me be your mouthpiece. Let me be your light. Give me a testimony. Let me be your witness. Help me to reach through my own hands to help others. God's got to get us where he wants us.
Yes.
He's calling for commitment.
Yes.
He wants your heart.
Yes.
What was it the Shulamite woman in the Song of Solomon said to her beloved? The Shulamite woman typified the bride of Christ, the bride, the church. Her beloved was the shepherd in the Song of Solomon. And she cries out to her beloved, her bridegroom, her shepherd. She cries out, draw me, oh my beloved, and I will run after you. Draw me. If I could just hear the voice of the Lord, if I could just hear him saying, come after me and follow me. Oh, the Shulamite woman says, I'll run after you. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I ain't happy where I'm at. I just ain't satisfied. I know that I'm saved. I know Jesus lives in my heart, but there's something greater. There's more. Hallelujah. And I need it.
Yes. Amen.
I want it. I'm so hungry to see the glory of God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, come on.
Jesus, I want to ask you all, I've never been into the Middle East. I've never seen Mount Sinai, but listen, Mount Sinai and Mount Horeb is the very same mountain in Scripture. And I ain't got time to get in all of that. I could preach this easy. This mountain was rugged and steep. I've seen pictures of it. With outcroppings of rocks and solid rocks of granite. But Moses had an experience at the burning bush that never left his heart. It propelled him to climb 7,400 feet all the way to the top to be in God's holy presence.
Right.
So he could be taught. How would you like to have been there that day when Moses entered the bright cloud of God's glory and to hear the Lord's voice speaking to him face to face? To see the hand of God, the Creator, to take his finger and write and engrave the Ten Commandments upon tables of stone. We'll never know the feeling and the thrill this man had as he descended down from the mountain with his face shining bright as the light, with the law of God in his hands to give to the people that God called him to lead. Oh, hallelujah! His face was so bright, he had to put a veil over his face from being 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of the Lord. And he came down, and the Israelites, over 2 million of them, were staring and looking and had to close their eyes because of his face shining. Been in the glory of God, been in the very presence of God. I'm telling you, it'll show on people when they've been in the presence of the Lord. Raise your hand here and praise him. Had to put a veil over him.
Yep.
Put a veil over him. He spoke to the Israelites as I heard God upon the mountain. I've been right in his presence. He spoke to me face to face. He sent me to lead you and give you a set of laws to live by. 10 commandments and all the oracle laws. Shoo, Lord, holy God. That's just something about God when he really, really touches you. You gotta tell it.
Amen. Amen.
You can't hush and be still. I know you can't.
Shut up in your bones.
You can't even sit still.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I know how to praise him. You know how you know when somebody's really praising him is because they brought him out of.
That's right.
The deeper he reaches, and the more he touches, and the things he brings you out of, you can't help it. Put your lightning rods up. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody got thoughts on Moses? Thoughts on Mount Sinai, 7,400 feet up? I'd hate to think that I would. Clingman's Dome, Smoky Mountains is 6,600 and some feet up. I've been up leaving Gatlinburg and going all the way up to the top of that mountain, as far as you can go. Then you park your car and you walk another 3/4 of a mile to get up where that Clingman's Dome is. I will say this. If you've ever really, really, really had an experience with God, he'll never leave you.
That's right. Amen.
It ain't gonna leave you. Amen.
But there's something about it so sweet and so good that you say, hey, I think I'll make another trip, number two, up the mountain. It was so good. Mm-hmm. That other time. Hardly anybody's been that close to God, except maybe the angels. And he would look at me. He's seen something in me. He would share his presence with. I'm going back. I'm going back up there. How many could say, I know I have been touched before?
Yes.
I want to get back there.
Yes.
Son, I got to get back. I got to get back. I want it. I felt it. Holy God of heaven. There's no quitting.
Right. No, that's for sure.
They compelled Simon, the Cyrenian, with it, to help Jesus bear his cross. Just outside of the gate, outside the gate of Jerusalem, was a hill called Mount Calvary, the place of the skull. I'm glad Jesus went all the way.
Amen.
He didn't go halfway and stop.
Right.
He went all the way to the top of Calvary. Can we love him and praise him?
Yes.
Whew, my Lord, my Lord. He did it all, Brother Ben, Sister Ashley. He did it all because he loved us. Jesus went all the way.
Yes.
Oh, gracious. Moses had an experience. Listen. The people sitting here today, you might not be called to preach, teach. You might not be a singer or a musician, but God is calling you for a closer personal relationship with Him.
Right.
A closer relationship with Him.
Right.
He wants to bless and reveal greater things to you.
Yes.
You see, it's in these times that we get so close to the Lord, and we pray. There's things spiritually you know. You just know them. You've got revelations inside. You can perceive things when you're close to the Lord.
Amen.
You can discern spiritual things.
Amen.
You can see things that other people can't see.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
When you're elevated in spirit, your understanding of life is even better. You've been with Jesus. When you're in God's presence for a while, your understanding of others is better. And you can feel for them. You've got confidence that you know you're in God's will. That's a big thing, Sister Maria. Is to have that confidence. I know I'm where God wants me. This is exactly where the Lord wants you. Yes, you may have your battles. You may have your fights and be fought. But you've got the feeling, Lord, I know that I'm with you. Children, I can tell you there's no sweeter and there's no greater and grander feeling than to know you're where the Lord wants you. I don't have enough yet. I realize that. Even Paul, that was able to raise somebody from the dead, preached thousands come. He ministered between 25 and 30 years. Apostle Paul, he called himself Paul the Aged. He traveled 10,000 miles in his journeys by foot, beast, and ship. He had a vision on that road to Damascus, a light that he had saw. He never forgot it. He stood before King Agrippa, sitting upon the throne, and said, Agrippa, I count myself happy. I might have these chains on my hands, my wrist, and on my feet, but I count myself happy. And Agrippa gave his testimony before the king sitting on the throne and said, Agrippa, said this thing was not done in a corner, and you know that I'm telling you the truth. Holy God. He said, to this very day, listen, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. What I see and what I've heard, it's propelled me through three shipwrecks Five times of the Jews received 40 stripes, save one. I've been stoned and left for dead. I've been whipped and flogged. Woo, hallelujah. I have fought with the beasts of Ephesus. I've been in perils in the country, in the city. I've ended up in prisons behind bars. I know what it's like. But that vision still never went out. Rage, I felt the Lord go all over me. What I've seen and what I've felt and what I've heard, it's never left me. It keeps me when I'm in the dungeon behind steel bars. There's something there, a burden. It's the Holy Ghost that he gave me a long time ago.
Yes,
that's right.
Shoot.
Amen.
I have not been disobedient to that heavenly vision. I've testified, I don't know, honest, hundreds and hundreds of times I've given my testimony. And I hardly ever give it when the Lord really lays on my heart. I hardly ever give it without crying before people. Just about every time. Tears are welling in my eyes. But now, after that mountain, Moses made 7 trips up there. That's what kept him going. And Habakkuk, in a nation, he was the prophet, the seer. Everything around me is crooked. It's corrupt. I'll tell you, this government of ours is corrupt to the core. I told Mary this morning, I said, I don't know how much longer God can keep his hand on America. She's sinking and going down.
Right.
Raise your hand. I thank God the church is going up.
Yes.
Holy, holy. I believe Sister Kathleen, with all of my heart, Jesus is getting ready to come. Oh, God, Sister Angie, we're getting ready to be taken out of here. Thank God. Let's hold on to the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
And Habakkuk said, yet I will praise the Lord God of my salvation. I will joy in him. He'll make my feet like hinds feet and set me upon my high places. Oh God. But now it's time to go from the mountain down into the valley. Oh no. Here we go. We're going to slide down to the bottom. But I got in my notes here, the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. How many know Sister Claire Mary sings that song, the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he makes them right. Whew, hallelujah to the Lord. The God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Yep.
Did you know that valleys are ordained? Oh God. They are meant for a different learning on a deeper level. And we must go deeper. Some may pray that the older man, oh man, oh man, you know, we lay hands on them, they're seeking for the Holy Ghost. We tell them, say, climb higher. Come on, raise your hands and climb higher. Praise God. Somebody else over on this other side, lay their hand. You got to go deeper. Come on, son, go deeper. This is all spiritually speaking. How many want them both? There's revelations in the valley. My Lord Jesus, he is the lily of the valley. Glory, little sweet rose of Sharon. He's the lily among the thorns, even in the valley. So we learn things, Brother Ron, on a deeper level.
Right.
Don't ever get to the place in your Christian life that you feel like you've reached and experienced the mountaintop.
Spiritual.
Yeah. That you had a great big blessing that you've arrived. Don't ever feel there's nothing else to learn. Now you can lay back and coast till you get to heaven.
No.
Don't ever develop the mentality that you think, hey man, oh, I've been saved years ago, got baptized, I got a blessing way back when. I got enough and I don't ever need to go back down into that dark valley again. There ain't nothing down there. There's not any good thing down there and I don't like it.
I'm off the internet.
You will when you come out of it. Because when you come out of it, you'll have something to give to somebody else.
Right.
An experience to say, he brought, no wonder David penned it. Speaking to himself, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yes.
Praise God. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The Lord can always show you things. I remember when I first came, the Lord cleaned me up, you know, about what to wear. He just cleaned me up marvelously. And I thought, is this all they are, being a Christian? You know, I mean, I've done everything. What else are they? The Lord showed me there's things in the heart.
Yes.
You got to get rid of.
So
you got
true.
Things in your heart you got to get rid of. Just because you looked apart, there's things down in there that you have to get out. He did anyway.
Sissy, I thought of that this morning. I was praying. I said, Lord, let my mind be more on you. More on you. Thinking more spiritually.
Amen.
You're right. Can I ask you, are you still the Lord's sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Is he still your good shepherd?
Yes.
And he knows the best. There will come times in our life that the Lord will lead us down into a valley. Because there's other lessons on a deeper level.
Right.
For you to learn.
Yeah.
I've got to finish this. What's David saying? My Lord and Shepherd has led me here for a reason. Say reason.
Reason.
Reason. There's things I got to learn.
Yes.
And can only learn here that I could have never learned on the mountain. When you learn what God wants you to learn, you will come out and be spiritually wiser. Better.
That's true.
And stronger than when you went in. Can we just raise our hand? I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you.
Yes.
Oh, God. Hey, Jesus. Listen, there will be times and seasons in your life when you're going through questionable hard times.
Oh, yeah.
You will be forced to walk by faith. This is good. Sometimes you'll have that inward gnawing inside of you questioning. Lord, are you still with me? Am I going the right way? God, am I in your will? Child of God, you're there for a reason. I will say this. Many people, if you hear nothing else, hear this. Many people have backslid when they were in the valley.
Right.
Oh, God, they did not learn to press.
Right.
They lost their desire in that low place. They gave up. They quit church, quit praying, and being faithful. God has got so much invested in you and me and planned for us that he'll leave us there in the low places until we learn some things to make us strong.
Right.
Before he can bring us out. Some people have been there for years. God, they've never learned to trust God and only sporadically at times have felt the Lord and had little tiny breakthroughs of sunshine. God's got more than that. I said, God's got more than that. He wants you to grow up. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to believe in the end. He wants you to hold on and pray. Hallelujah.
You think sometimes that people don't really understand or know what a valley is?
They don't.
That's why they give up.
Right.
They don't know why they're there, what's going on.
How many's ever been there you don't understand, you just didn't maybe they're now. Just, I don't understand. Why? Why? This shouldn't be going on in my life. Man.
Oh, Tommy, I remember when I was first saved that I didn't know anything. I didn't know what a testimony was, and I didn't even know what people would stand up and say, I thank God for meeting all my needs. And I thought, what are they talking about? Because I didn't know. And eventually, the Lord showed me. Gary got out of work, and we didn't have nothing. And all I know to do was go to my knees and pray.
Yes.
And then the Lord helped me, and the Lord showed me what He meant. And you don't forget those things.
No.
And you know without a shadow of a doubt that God will help you. And He will. Give it to Him, and He'll help you and believe on Him. He'll do it. And everything that God showed me and every trial I went through has made me go closer to the Lord.
Yes,
right. And I don't forget Him.
Oh, goodness.
Don't forget His teaching. Don't forget times when I've been rebuked by the Lord. I've been rebuked twice, and I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
One time I was in church, and I was saved. And I didn't know Christian went back to the altar and prayed. I didn't know that. And the Lord was dealing with me to go pray. And I thought, no, I'm not going up there. And I didn't go, and I felt like a dirty dog for months until I got prayed over that. And then there was another time. There was somebody up there testifying. I didn't know what her testimony was, and I was just, yeah, that's right, you know, getting into it. The Lord spoke to me, and He said, that's not a testimony. He said, a testimony is what I've done for you. And that was just like a switch of lights went off. So that's why I'm kind of leery what I say, because I know what God has showed me and told me, and you don't forget them things, and I thank the Lord for them. He showed me all kinds of things because I didn't know nothing. I was ignorant.
Yes. How many years you served Him?
40 some years.
Thank God.
We're still learning.
We are.
Yeah.
I may can say I'm still learning, Brother Tommy, and I want to learn.
Amen.
I want to learn.
Still holding on.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. The devil has destroyed a lot of people because they didn't understand.
Right.
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
True. So true. But we're going to close it right here. And I still got some good things for next week. I do. Brother Jeff, I've got some good things for next week. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Open our eyes, Lord. Teach us. Show us.